Okay, we are holding in Lamed Ches. We are up to Sif Dalid. Haminiach Tefillin Tzarech Lizahar Mihirhur Taivis Isha. A person who's wearing the Tefillin has to keep the Machshavas pure and should not be thinking about women, per se. I remember Rabbi Jack Safdie, we were in Hillel, and there was a girl who was going to give a Dvar Torah after the Minyan. So he had all the boys take off the Tefillin first. A normal high school kid is not a malach. He has normal high school kid thoughts. And therefore, he told the boys to take off the tefillin before the girl gave a Dvar Torah. Excellent advice. Says the Ramah, V'im iyev shalo belogir hurim, if it's impossible you to put on without these inappropriate thoughts, mutav shlo lahanichon, it's better not to put on the tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yudale Lizar, to be careful, to be inyan guf naki gam mimachshav ra. A person in guf naki is not only physical cleanliness, there's a spiritual cleanliness, to have a clean thoughts. Tazayin shlo nichom is better not to put them on, mikomok nevertheless. You should try with as to the best of your ability to force oneself to draw one's heart towards Yiras Shemayim, to realize, you know, I can hold myself together. That a person can remove their minds from these things. Rabbi Nachman has a Torah where he writes that the mind is a wonderful thing. It can only think about one thing at a time. So therefore, if chas v'shalom, a person has hirhurim, inappropriate thoughts, you can just bring a new thought into the mind and that automatically displaces it. You have a beaker that's filled with water. If you put new water in, the other thing gets displaced. You put a new machshava in, the inappropriate machshava leaves. So that's what a person should do, force themselves. These machshavas, says Mishra, hamazikin leguf vila nefesh. It harms us both physically and spiritually. V'fanos halev lekabel of omalchus shemayim bikidusha. And a person should prepare themselves in order to accept Hashem's malchus shemayim in a holy way. Fine. Continue now with hey, an ovel. So a person who, Rachman Salon, lost one of their seven relatives, so Biyom Rishon also laniach tefillin. On the first day, they did not put on tefillin, mikan ve'elach, then after that, chayav lafilu ba'al ponim chadoshos, is obligated even if new people come to be Menachem Avil. So Mishmer explains in Tes Zayin, Biyom Rishon, on the first day, Pirish, afilu Biyom shenikbar, even if this is the day when they were buried, she'ena yom hamisa. It's not the day they passed away. They passed away a day before. Now the funeral is the following day. That's still true. Kevan dehu yom rishon la'avelus. This is the first time, again, from this, the person calls an onain, is from the time of misa until the time of kavura. So avelus kicks in once the burial happens. So this is the yom rishon la'avelus. People make a mistake sometimes. They say hamakim yinachim. As soon as they hear about that, you're not supposed to do that to the person until they actually start becoming an avil after the kavura. Va'al kein afilu im nikbar b'layla. Some communities perform the burial the previous night before. So even though now that's not the zman for tefillin, but the levaya took place, the kavura took place the previous evening. Lo yaniach tefillin b'yom. You don't put on tefillin that day. Here in the Dirshu, he brings something interesting. The 12 Hanogim lahaniach tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam. So kosev b'hagos Rabbi Kiva Eger b'shem kisvei harizal shebechol shivas yemei havelus lo yenicham ha'ovil. So if someone does have the minug of wearing Rabbeinu Tam, as we learned earlier back in Simin Lamed Dalid, about putting on the tefillin for Rabbeinu Tam, kosev l'machlokis, etc. So if someone says, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you don't. Abirka Yosef, hevi b'shem harashash. Again, one of the big mekubalim, shebekisvei Rabbi Chaim Vital, amitiim lo nimsa davarze. You don't find this in the authentic writings from the Talmud of the Arizal, Rabbi Chaim Vital. Sheish v'yesh, therefore lahanicham gam b'mei ha'eva. You do put them on when you're in a velus because of a kaf ha'chaim, this famous svardish posig, shekach nispashet haminag lahanicham gam b'mei ha'velus. So one does put them on during the time of sitting shiva. Continuing on the Mishnah Berurah, aval im meis onikbar b'chol hamoed. If the person passed away or the burial took place on chol hamoed, we do this funerals. Meiniach tefillin bein b'chol hamoed. You put them on. He brings prima gadim, siman ayin aleph. The fact maker questions this. Mikol malkam yomarhu. This is a bitter day. Lo the yom ha'achron is the pasuk based on why you don't put on the tefillin. V'al koponim tzarech lizar shel levarich lehem. We don't make brachas on tefillin b'chol hamoed anyway. V'lav ha'achi haminag shel levarich al tefillin b'chol hamoed. Bein la'acher hamoed after the moed, af shehu yom rishon laveos, even that's the first day of it, mikomalkam kvar ni chamuhu menachmim b'moed, he's already been mekabel tanchumim, v'chein yishenikbar b'yom tov sheni yaniach tefillin b'isruchag. So if, especially in Chutz La'aretz, if they did the burial, again, it's a machlokus really between the Hasidic communities and Ramosha was against doing a kavura on second day Yom Tov, but he felt it would lead to chilul Yom Tov from the, you know, out of town people come, relatives, etc. But the monks of the Hasidic Olam, they are nohag to yes do kavura on second day Yom Tov. So let's say that did happen. So he writes, then you would put on tefillin on Isruchag. The Yom Tov Sheni Ol Leminyan Shiva, even though it is Yom Tov, that does count as one of the days of Shiva. V'yom she'achar ha'moed yechashiv l'sheni. That's the second day already, right? V'chein im shama shmua krova. So what is a shmua krova? He tells us. D'hain, this means betoch shloshim. Even if you hear, within 30 days of the person passing away, afilu b'yom shloshim atzma, even on the 30th day itself, that is still called a shmua krova, literally a close informing of the death. Gam kein dina kiyom akvura. So then the same thing would apply, is just like as the day of death. Lechein nefar ifil im shama belayli, even here at the night, lo yaniach tefillin b'yom, you don't put them on the next day. Vila bolo shemua krova kishikvar hiniach tefillin hischil hispalo, if you'd already started davening, then chotz, and then you take them off. In the dirshu 16, he has something interesting. He says, "Im shama shmua krova b'Shabbos." So it's within the 30 days. It's a shmua krova, but it's on Shabbos. So also hamishmeres shalom debiyom rishon yaniach tefillin. On Sunday, you put on tefillin. Came into b'Shabbos kavar noeg avelus b'tzina v'hu hayom mar. So that was there are certain things that are noeg during Shiva privately. So therefore, that counts. Then Sunday, you put on the tefillin. Yeah, Vaita, im shama shmua rachoka. So this is now if you're informed after 30 days, dahain la'acha shloshim yom, she'ein avelos rak sha'achas. What does that mean, sha'achas? So after 30 days, you don't keep Shiva, you do one day. And we also base this, like more in the beginning of Pesachim, I think on Daf Dalid, which says that miktas hayom kekulo. So that's what he means, sha'achas, it's 1 hour, it's one moment of sitting that Shiva. So in that case, mutar lahaniach tefillin, you're allowed to put on a tefillin, v'chol shechein v'ein atzorach l'chaltam, and certainly you don't have to take them off. V'alkein, therefore, im bo lo hashmua be'emtsa psuki de zimra chai gavna, you found out in the middle of psuki de zimra, lo yachlo tzat tefillin, don't take them off. Rak yachlot mi not love mishum avelus. Take off your leather shoes as a sign of avelus. Ve'im ayde hashmua. But if by hearing this, it makes such an impression, which is very logical, very reasonable. It could bol yidei bechi. A person is going to start crying. Tzorich lechaltzon. At that point, a person should remove their tefillin. Kidmuchach mi yoradeya simin shin peches sif beiz simin taf beiz b'shach b'sif katan beiz ayin lekalin b'sif test. So if it's going to think that the Rishonim, sorry, I'm showing the Dirshu points out that the fact that it's crying, maybe that's an issue of Hesech Hadas, maybe that's an issue the person can't have the Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Different reasons are suggested as to why, if a person is going to be crying, why should that at that point where you should in fact take off the tefillin. Then we said that it is Osir. That tefillin nikrein pe'er. The pasuk va'avil ma'oyla be'efer, ve'enol l'seis pe'er tachas efer. So it's the same osios, but the opposite meanings. Pe'er means something that's splendor, and efer means like dirt, dust. Dirt. That is something that's inappropriate to having on with the film while you are in this state. Mikan ve'elach, but afterwards, dechziv achrisa ki omar, after the bitter day, shema minah, the ikr merirus, the main point of bitterness, hu yoim rishon, is the first day of the avelus. So he's chayev to put them on afterwards, the remaining days, mashmidi, dechayev miyad, immediately. V'yesh poskim deviyom sheni, ein lahaniach kodem hanetz, you shouldn't put them on before hanetz achama, alkein therefore, mihanochon lahamtin, mihaniach ad achar hanetz, you should wait until hanetz achama to put them on. Ponim Chadashos come, new people come to Menachem Avil, the Nachim also to comfort him. Mashmid Meiniach Lichatchili, you can put them on Lichatchila. Aval Hachronim Maskei De'ein Lahaniach Mifneihem Tefillin Ad Shiyachulahem. You shouldn't put them on in front of them while they're there. El De'ein Choleitz Im Heiniach Koidim Shabo Ponim Chadashos. This is actually a halacha that Shachter points out that a person should really put them on. The Avil should put on the Tefillin before people come to the house. Okay, that was Hey. Let's do Vav. B'tishabav, we just had this. Chayavim b'tefillin. One is obligated to put on tefillin, ayin lakam and simen, and taf kuf nun hey. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chafal of Chayim and tefillin, delo chamim mitishabav mishar yimei avelus. Right? This is no worse, as an avil puts on tefillin throughout the day. So Tisha B'Av is no worse than that. We should also put on our tefillin. We don't put on in the morning. I think the Gra minhag was to, yes, put them on beforehand. I pointed out, Shua had a shaila that someone asked me, his work schedule, he had to work in the hospital, his shift. He wasn't sure when he was going to have a chance to, if he waited until like around mincha time. You know, it's a lot of uncertainties. So I told him to put them on in the morning. Put them on beforehand. It's interesting, if you look in 18, they have here, le'inyin kriyas parshios kriyashma, or parshios kadesh betishabav, b'mincha kishu lovush betefillin. So can I read these parshios while I am wearing tefillin at mincha time? So kosal l'kamim, later on, shizar shalol l'krosim, not to read them. Kevin b'kriyasan hu kikari b'torah. It's like psukim. Betishabav, hare osar b'talmud torah kol hayom. Therefore, we don't do it. So if the person has the minhag of putting on Rebbeinu Tam, so he should also put them on Tisha B'Av as well. Okay, last sifra today is Zion, Chosin of Shoshvinan. So the Chosin who's getting married, and those who, literally his friends who are accompanying him at the wedding celebration, Pirish Re'av, Hasemeichim Imo, who are there with him, V'cho b'nei chupa peturin. All these people are exempt from tefillin. Mishum d'shchiach shichrus v'kalas rosh. Because there's drinking, people getting intoxicated, people being lightheaded, things that do not belong anywhere near the tefillin. Now, we don't do this nowadays, as the Mishnah is going to explain. Chavbeis, v'cho b'nei chupa, davka b'makam ha'chupa. This is only where the actual chupa is taking place. D'sham, in that place of the wedding, Shchiach shichrus v'kalas rosh. That's where people are getting drunk and goofing off and doing silly things. So the peturim, tshuvas ruma simon kuflam adbeis kosev ha'ina. Nowadays shaf echosim chay bekriyas shema tefillin. Nowadays we're not on such a madrega that we're putter because we're so worried about our kabbalas ol malchus shemaim will be shtared by the nervousness. So even a chosim says shema nowadays. Even a chosim puts on tefillin nowadays. Kimoshi kosev besimon ayin. We'll get there. Mitzvah shem memela. Therefore chay mechosim v'chol bnei chupa gam tefillin ayin sham. So everyone puts on tefillin nowadays. V'ayin b'mogin avram shemefaklek bedino. He questions this. Mitzadei lipsok hashulchan aruch. Maybe says the Magen Avraham, not like this. The patur mitzvilin be'esa mishteh. You should be potter from this. V'gam le'inyan tefillin, also from davening. V'amekev kadas Rashi liftor be'esa mishteh lo hifsid. You're not going to lose out if you're mekev. V'im hachosim esi ve'esam. If the chosins are with them, the as at that point have mitzvah ledas Rashi because you're osik b'mitzvah potter from the mitzvah. Al medivrei hagro the biro mashme the ein lahakel inyan tefillin. No, you should not be lenient with this and not daven. Kama shekosa beis Yosef, b'sim reish lamed beis, ayin ba'olas tomin, b'rechei Yosef, shekosa avnu, then this pashit ha-minog ki ha-ramah. The minog follows the opinion of the Ramah, shechosin v'chol siyo, everyone's with him, korin, umanichim, tefillin, they put on the tefillin, they say the mispal, they daven, meyom harishon, ad yom hashvi, throughout the entire Sheva Brachas. Just an eitzah tova, remember my misada kedushin, Mori v'Rebbe, Rebbe Yudin, told me, at the wedding, pull aside a few guys. Make sure you get a minion. Get nine of the guys so that you can make a minion. You can daven marv. Right, so you see, you're chayv and shema, you're chayv and tefillah. There's no davening. There's no tefillah obviously at night. But the inyan of davening, we are noheg like this, and the chosin does in fact daven. Okay, Emir Tashem, we'll pick it up with Sif Ches tomorrow, which is the fasting sugi of Osik Mitzvah Potim in HaMitzvah.